It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. So you go to Washington, D.C., and you decide that what you're going to do is you're going to go and support the President of the United States of America. You're going to make a trip to Washington, D.C. to show your support for the president while there are still legal battles in multiple swing states. You decide to do it even though the media has told you that the election is over and that you must accept the results. And then you get there and you are assaulted. Yeah, you get there and you are attacked. You get there and they come after you. They beat you. They assault you. And the media does nothing. And the left does nothing to stop it or to denounce it. Where's Joe Biden? You had Trump supporters that were attacked. Elderly that were attacked. Children that were attacked. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, denounced nothing. Graphic video was posted of a fight that broke out in, how appropriate is this, Black Lives Matter Plaza. When an older man was sucker punched by an African-American man who knocked him out and then they stomped on his head. Supporters of President Trump were targeted as police watched. Makes you worry about the police in Washington, D.C., and I say that as someone that stands by and defends police. But when you see the police refusing to allow Trump supporters to get away from Black Lives Matter protesters and tell them to go the other way, where the Black Lives Matter protesters are waiting on them, basically going through the gauntlet, you got to ask yourself a question, whose side are they on? They were targeted by these Antifa BLM protesters. Reporters on the ground captured multiple incidents, particularly at the Black Lives Matter Plaza, where Trump supporters were swarmed, harassed, and many times physically assaulted. As the march wrapped up, they were trying to go back to their hotels. Thousands of Trump supporters arrived in D.C. to attend the march, voicing support for the president. Yes, they were defending the president and making sure that every vote is counted the correct way. The march began at Freedom Plaza Saturday morning, ended up at the Supreme Court, where police officers first kept counter-protesters separate from the pro-Trump crowds. Yeah, the scene was tense at times, of course, because you're dealing with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Yes, you had both sides yelling, even both sides at some points provoking. But overall, it was peaceful. And the overall majority of the people on the Trump side were just wanting to go home. That's when all hell broke loose. As the march came to an end, some pro-Trump protesters made their way to BLM Plaza. That's also a place that's one block from the White House where many people were staying. That's where the counter-protesters were waiting. In one instance, a female Trump supporter walking with her young children was harassed, assaulted, and a fight broke out. And one of her daughters was seen crying as police escorted the family out. Later in the day, a large group of counter-protesters wearing Black Bloc mobilized and marched to the plaza. Guess what they used to mobilize? Twitter and Facebook. Did they get censored? No. Because Facebook and Twitter are all about violence against conservatives like you and me. Upon arrival, they declared the area officially off limits to Trump supporters. And the police allowed them to do this. Fights then began to break out. Left and right in the streets, with pro-Trump individuals becoming the only targets. One woman got her hat stolen, her flag stolen, and was hit in the back of the head after being forced to retreat from the area. Another young couple was harassed and had water and other objects thrown at them as the woman screamed, visibly scared by the incident and for her life. Other individuals dining at a nearby restaurant had a firecracker thrown at their table, prompting everyone eating on the patio to rush inside the restaurant, which quickly became a lockdown situation. Meanwhile, fires rose up at the plaza as protesters burned pro-Trump memorabilia that they stole that day from people. Trump supporters were being denied access to BLM Plaza and then harassed. And what did the media do? Nothing. Also, a crowd surrounded another man, a man that was wearing red pants and a Trump shirt. He was escorted out finally by the police after the press did nothing but take pictures of the man being beaten. Despite police being out, many incidents often escalated quickly. At times, officers arrived before a scene escalated, in which case they escorted the Trump supporters out of the area. Yet the problem was they seemed to be pushing the Trump supporters back in the areas where the Black Lives Matter protesters were. As the night wore on, the violence continued, with protesters marching to Harry's Pub, where pro-Trump supporters had gathered in the past. The group was met with a heavy police line with Trump supporters behind them. Once again, guess what happened? Despite the police presence, the group managed to collide. According to reporters on the ground, protesters decided they were going to attack every Trump supporter they could get their hands on, and that's exactly what they did. The violent evening in D.C. ended with the Black Lives Matter group claiming victory because they were able to assault enough conservatives, enough Trump supporters, and that's what they were all about. Where's the media on this? Nowhere. Why is the media not covering it? Because they don't care. The media could care less if you live or die, because you deserve to be beaten if you support Donald Trump. You deserve to be harassed if you support Donald Trump. That's right. You deserve it. You deserve what you get if you support this president. And if you don't think this is exactly what's going to happen moving forward, for the next 4 years, under these Trump and these Biden and Harris people, you're not paying attention. You had a group of protesters surround a Trump-supporting young couple as they were leaving the Million MAGA March on Saturday evening, throwing liquids at them. A short time later, they were assaulted by a pair of Antifa, quote, medics that wore medics on their shirts. Yeah, this group of protesters surrounded this Trump-supporting young couple. I'm talking about young. All they did was go to D.C. to support the president. Someone in the crowd doused the couple with an unknown liquid. A short time later, they were assaulted by a pair of Antifa medics. Yeah, they attacked the young couple, and they were cheered on when they were being attacked. The media, of course, does nothing to help them. They just take pictures and get pictures in their face. That's all they do. You can hear the medics coming up to them and start hitting them in the shoulder and in the face. What does the media do? Nothing but take pictures. Remember, the media can't save your life if you're getting the crap beat out of you by Black Lives Matter Antifa protesters who wear medic shirts, act like they're there to help people, and in reality, they're not. They keep attacking them, assaulting them, and all the media does is keep taking their darn pictures. Yeah, that's all they do. They just take their pictures. All because they wore a Trump 2020 sweater. Video was tweeted by an independent journalist, shows the couple being doused with the liquid multiple times. As the couple, all they're trying to do is attempt to walk away. Two women wearing black block with medic crosses on their back sneak up behind the couple and assault them. As they walk away, they're pushed by more protesters who continue to throw unknown liquids on them and harass them. One man sticks his middle finger in the couple's face and shouts, F you, F you. The couple finally finds a group of police officers who help them. Earlier, a group of BLM protesters harassed and attacked a pro-Trump black woman pushing a stroller. In another incident, protesters knocked out and kicked a Trump supporter's head after he fell to the ground after being sucker punched from behind by a man a third of his age. Imagine being an African-American woman. That's right, and being attacked by Black Lives Matter Antifa thugs. This group of anti-Trump protesters began harassing a black woman wearing a pro-Trump clothing while she pushed a baby stroller through the Black Lives Matter plaza. Not even black people that support the president are safe from Black Lives Matter, because clearly it's not about Black Lives Matter. Let's be clear about that. The family had just left the Million MAGA March. A video tweeted by the Daily Caller journalist shows the woman and her young daughter walking down the street in D.C., pushing the baby stroller. A woman to the right can be seen taking cell phone pictures of the family. saying, "Get the F away from my family," the mother says. The crowd begins to surround her. The mother continues yelling as a man and woman approach her and her family from behind. A man with a "Don't Tread on Me" flag steps in and attempts to intervene in the conflict. The woman attempts to steal the flag from the man, and a fight breaks out. Another video shows the danger. The BLM protesters put the family in. During the fight, the man with the flag was pushed backwards and falls on a young girl. By the way, this happened at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's not like their mom was out at midnight. Finally, D.C. police moved in where they'd been observing the situation develop and then separated the group. As the fight develops, the mother moves her kids to a safe position and yells at police to arrest the woman involved. The video ends with the preteen girls screaming in terror as they watch the scene unfold. And the video showing the aftermath, the man wearing a blank F racism shirt yells at the black woman, "Why did you bring your kids here?" "Well, it's America. You're by the White House. You should be able to take your kids out and protest. You should be able to go out and show your support." But this is what the left is. By the way, you want to know what the media did during this? Oh, they took pictures. Yeah, they love taking pictures of children being assaulted and mothers being assaulted. She was also wearing a shirt supporting the police. Actually, her shirt was not even a MAGA shirt. Her shirt was actually a thin blue line shirt supporting the police. Yeah, this is now what we're dealing with. You have a young little girl that was assaulted and slammed to the ground by these Black Lives Matter protesters. This is what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden refuse to denounce. Children being assaulted by their supporters, and they refuse to denounce them. Get ready, folks. They are coming for all of us. When they'll slam children to the ground, and the media will film it and not help the child. I'm sorry. I mean this, and I say this to the media that was there. Screw you guys. You guys are scum of the earth. When you see children being assaulted, you go help that child. I don't care if you're a member of the media or not. When you see a child being thrown to the ground, you don't take a damn picture of it, you scumbags. You don't take that picture. You make sure the little girl gets up off the ground and that the little girl is okay, you scumbags. This is what the left has become. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not denounced any of this violence against Trump supporters. They didn't tweet out, and these videos are out there. Don't tell me they hadn't seen them. The media was there taking the pictures. Don't tell me they didn't see them. They know it was going on. They know it was happening. And they don't care. They don't care. This is the left. And they're going to continue to do this. I guarantee it. They are going to continue this, and it's going to get worse because the media is going to cover for them. Now, let me say this. If you're ready to fight back, I'm talking about the legal way, and you want to stand with the president to stop voter fraud, I want you to go right now and join the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC and add your name to support President Trump's effort to stop voter fraud. All you have to do to join, and it's free, is go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. AMAC will share the petition with state governors, attorney generals, secretaries of state, U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, and the Department of Justice. If you're ready to get in the fight, Go to BenFreeOnline.com right now. So the media will take pictures of children and mothers being assaulted by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Won't help the children as they're being smashed to the ground. Won't help men whose heads are being bashed in. But then when they get the pictures, what do they do with them? Nothing, apparently, because they don't like to put it out there. Because it makes, I guess, Joe Biden look bad, right? His supporters are out there assaulting people, attacking people. Where is the media when it comes to, I'm talking about accountability, right? Let's talk about accountability here. You know, you look at this older man trying to leave the area after the Million MAGA March. He's trying to get his bike. And the Black Lives Matter protesters just keep assaulting him. And there are, I mean, I would bet you 50 cameras around watching this happen. None of them helped this man. What did he do wrong? Nothing. Except have a Trump t-shirt on. They start throwing water on him. They start beating him. They start smashing him to the ground. Now, I mean, media's everywhere. Media's covering all this. This guy isn't assaulting anybody. He's not charging anybody. He's not harassing anybody. All he's trying to do is leave the Trump protests, and Black Lives Matter turns into an assault on him. All they do is keep attacking him. Because he supports the president of the United States of America. You have all of these people, every one of them, who is out there, and what they're trying to do is make us disappear and go away. I can tell you right now, I'm not going away. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make sure that our elections are secure and safe. That's my number one goal. My goal is to make sure that the Senate doesn't get flipped to these scumbags. You know, when Joe Biden comes out and talks about unity, unifying the country, well, then why aren't you standing up for innocent men and women who were assaulted and children that were assaulted? Why aren't you tweeting out to Black Lives Matter and Antifa who are on your team supporting you? Hey, knock this crap off. Stop it. You don't get to assault people for having a political rally. You don't get to do that. Where is that? Oh, no, look the other way. Kamala Harris, where the hell are you? Remember, she was the law and order person. Don't forget that. She was all about law and order. Respecting other people's opinions. Nothing. They don't care. They don't care at all. They could care less. By the way, I love how the media breaks a story this weekend. Did you see this story? It's amazing. This is a story that everybody knew about and conservative media had actually already talked about. A story about the money that was given to the Biden cancer group, basically never went to help fight cancer. The money went to pay big salaries. Something that already been reported by conservative media after Election Day. It comes out, oh, yeah, the Biden Cancer Initiative spent all the money on salaries and did little else. The New York Post confirmed Saturday, yeah, after the election, that what many conservatives had already reported earlier this year, that the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded by former Vice President Joe Biden, spent millions on staff salaries but did little about actual cancer research. This is a charity started by Joe Biden, gave out no money to research and spent most of its contributions on staff salaries, the federal finding show. Media didn't cover this before Election Day, did they? Nope. The Biden Cancer Initiative was founded in 2017 by the former vice president and his wife, Jill Biden, to develop and drive implementation of solutions to accelerate progress in cancer prevention, detection, diagnosis, research, and care, and to reduce disparities in cancer outcomes. Well, according to the IRS, yeah, that didn't happen. According to the IRS, it gave out no grants in the first 2 years and spent millions on the salaries of former Washington, D.C. aides to Biden that it hired. Nothing but funneling money to his friends and family. Man, I'm glad they did that, aren't you? Aren't you glad they did that story before Election Day so people could know what was going on? Yeah, they didn't. You want to know why? Because they didn't want the American people to know that Biden's a scumbag taking money for cancer research and doing nothing but giving it to his friends. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.